To go now on to our newsmaker line, as we do every Monday at this time, and we bring in the man we affectionately call our uncle. That, of course, is Hondo Carpenter from Sports Illustrated's Raider Maven website. Hondo, how you doing on this Monday, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, so here we go, Hondo. Of course, everybody wants heads on stakes. They want people fired. They want players dropped tomorrow. Of course, all of that is an overreaction. All of it is emotional fandom, which I understand, and people need to get the heat off their chest. They need to kind of get that anger out. But when you look at this situation, Hondo, the defense, the coaching staff, most likely, unless something changes between now and the end of the season, it is what it is. John Gruden said today in his press conference, we are where we are, which means the people who will make this defense better are already in the building. That includes players, and that includes coaches.
Yeah, a couple things stood out to me I want to first talk about. And you guys know, I'm on your show every week, and I've come in here and talked about effort. And how impressed I was, even in losses, you saw guys with effort. Yesterday was the first time where I saw the Raiders on either side of the ball where they just seemed to be clueless, and that really was on the defense, where they just seemed to be, I mean, there was no pressure, there was nothing, and I would specifically watch guys. Now, listen, you're down Damon Arnette and Jonathan Abram. You're down half of your defensive backfield going against perhaps, I think he's the second best quarterback in history. So he's going to be able to pick you apart if you can't get any pressure. I'm just continued to remain disappointed with the linebacker play. Then there were some guys that I just specifically watched, and I thought, man, there just doesn't seem to be that overreaching effort. Guys aren't in, it's not there. Now, that can be for any number of reasons, but I'm going to say this, and I have always come on your show, and I've taken a ton of criticism when I defended Derek, when people wanted his head on a plate, and I said, that's ridiculous. But I'm going to tell you, as an observer, and my job is to tell the truth, it was the first time where I saw the defense and I thought, okay, you know, I understand you're down some players. I get that. But you still have guys that are, you know, high-priced free agents that are not producing at a level that you would hope. And you're still not able to get pressure when you should have been able to get pressure on Tom Brady. That's a concern. That is, you know, for take out the players that were injured and couldn't play, like an Abram and like an Arnette, and that should, you know, that certainly played to his success, Tom's success. But I'm concerned about the guys that were on the field and were not producing at a high level. That, to me, was a bigger concern. I said on Raider Nation Radio on Friday that with the loss of the offensive linemen all week in practice, this was a game I thought they would win. And I did not think they would. I changed it on Friday because of what happened. I think you saw them at 24-20. They were right in the game. But, again, I'm concerned today. Now, nothing with the offense whatsoever, but I am concerned about the guys that did play on Sunday and effort. And I guess I shouldn't say effort because I don't believe anybody was just mailing it in. But production, that to me was a great concern.
Yeah, it was in a major way. And Hondo, you heard John Gruden after the game say that they're going to get that defense fixed. You know, they've been working on it. You heard him today talk about they've been working on it all morning long. What can he possibly do? What can him and Paul Gunther, Rod Marinelli, what can those guys do in the offices to try to get those guys to, like you said, get the results, not just effort, but results from the effort?
You know, I'm going to start with Max Crosby. He was a guy that, you know, yesterday didn't have a ton of numbers that got him helmet stickers around the world, but I thought his effort was super good. So I'm putting him out of that for a minute. But I just, first of all, guys have to have a boot in their can that explains to them, you know, part of being a professional is all the time. I want to share a great story with you about Michael Jordan that I had a privilege of being having a firsthand witness. The Bulls were going in to play the Minnesota Timberwolves early in the Timberwolves' history when they'd first started, and it was a game that the Bulls didn't need. They didn't need Michael Jordan to win it, and I happened to be standing right probably 8 feet from Michael, and somebody asked Michael about taking the night off. And Michael looked at him and goes, So what do I say to all those people that don't have a lot of money, but they saved to buy a ticket to see me?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about Michael. This is about those people in the stands. And he just refused to take nights off. You guys remember how he played. He just didn't do it, didn't believe in it. And there comes a point where you have to have professional pride. And you have to be able to, you know, you don't need a coat. This isn't high school. It isn't college where Nick Saban's going to put his boots so far up your can that you can tell if it's a steel toe or not. I mean, this is a place where there has to be guys just simply putting more effort in it. I understand that you're down. I understand you're down a lot of players. But you know what? This is a team that's still a very good team. This is a Raider team that I still believe can rebound, especially with people getting back healthy, and can go 10-6 and be a playoff squad. But at the same time, this is where some of your veterans have to improve their play. And so everyone today is, what about coaching? And, yep, there are some things schematically. They're going to have to get pressure. The Raiders are not good enough to let quarterbacks sit back there and pick them apart. Now, I've heard some fans that said, well, how come they were able to do it against Patrick but not against Brady? They're two different quarterbacks. You don't have to worry about Tom running. You do have to worry about him throwing. So they were able to bring a lot more guys against the Patrick Mahomes because he was a guy that was going to get out of the pocket quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Tom Brady, you can't necessarily do that. So coaching schematically is going to have to figure out, okay, we're not able to rush with four. So how do we get pressure? Because we have to get pressure. I think they're going to have – I mean, they need to have a long talk with Littleton. They need to go sit down with several guys and say – you know, come on, guys, we need this out of you. At the end of the day, each of these guys is getting a paycheck. You may remember the Atlanta Falcons first-round running back pick, T.J. Duckett.
Yep.
T.J.'s a very super good friend of mine. And I'll never forget once we were talking about media criticism. And he said to me, you know what, I think the media should give breaks to college kids. Doesn't mean you don't hold them accountable. He goes, but when you get to the NFL, you're getting paid big money. He goes, I'm sorry, you got to hold people accountable to the check. And I thought that was a brilliant thing. And when he retired a lot, he had plenty of opportunities to go play at other places. And he said to me, I'm not going to just take a paycheck. And if I don't think I can perform up to the level of the paycheck, I'm not going to take it. And T.J. Duckett walked away from the game.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying to you guys, that was concerning to me watching some veterans in their play yesterday, and I'm going to watch closely because, to me, they're going into Cleveland, and even though Cleveland has a decent record, I think Cleveland's got some issues and warts. I think this is a game that the Raiders should win, even though it's on the road to the East Coast, and I want to see, do those guys pick it up? To me, that's going to be a statement on coaching.
Oh, yes.
Do these coaches go and call out those veterans and get those veterans to respond with pride? I believe they will. I don't think there's – I mean, I think
Hondo,
there may be one or two, but that's it, guys on this team.
Well, and that's what you got to –
that are not – that, well, ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, Hondo, that's what you need to do, though, is you need to – if there are one or two of those guys who just aren't going to do it, then you need to root them out, right? And you need to start thinking about some of those guys. And if they're on the front, then you have guys like Dayton Jones, you have David Irving, who they just signed, you have Chris Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Get, you know, hey, those guys are hungry. I bet you they'd love a shot to show what they can do. And then if it's at the linebacking core situation too, you got to look at that. And you're right, the Corey Littleton situation, who knows what's going on there, but to me, the Cleveland game is massive. How the Cleveland game goes will be huge for this team, because I think if they can go on this trip, and even if they came back at 1-1 but beating Cleveland, and then they got to go play the Chargers down in Los Angeles, if as long as you can start to put this together and start to make progress. We thought they did that in the second half against the Chiefs, but there's got to be soul searching, and there's got to be a little bit of boot in the backside, like you said, but we'll know. I mean, you really do know by this time of the season what teams are going to be like, so the Raiders need to decide, and they have the rest of this week before the game to say, hey, here's who we are.
Yep, and I'm going to say this, Trent Brown let this team down, but look at how the offense responded. After the game, I asked Derek Carr and I asked John Gruden about the fact, hey, it's the NFL. There's no silver linings. A loss is a loss, period. But with the adversity the offense faced, can you talk about the pride that you had in your offense. And I thought you saw that in the offense. It said, listen, we faced adversity. We got to make sure we step up, and they did. I am concerned that we're not seeing that on the defensive side of the ball. Now, I know a lot of people are blaming it on Paul Gunther, and I came on your show last week and the week before and the week before and have defended Paul because guys were in the right places and they weren't making plays. And after yesterday, now I think it's where Paul has to make a statement, where he's got to go have some meetings with some guys in Mayock and get John in those meetings and say, listen, you're not producing, but look at the tape of your effort. Mm-hmm. Look at this. You know, at some point, you know, listen, Tom Brady's made a lot of people look stupid. I have no issues with that. I get it. I understand it. Second best quarterback in the history of the game of football. But when you have guys in other positions that are on the field that aren't making plays, that is a grave concern. And to me, that's going to be the biggest statement taking on Cleveland this weekend, is not the guys that aren't there, the guys that are there and were there last week. Do they improve their level of play? And I want to go back real quickly just to the Gabe Jackson thing. What a sham that this guy got kicked out.
Yep.
Now, if I've looked at every angle I can see, so if there's an angle I haven't seen, I will apologize. But what a sham. And if he's going to get kicked out, how in the world is Ndamukong Suh still playing? Now, that had nothing to do with the outcome of the game. But again, I think Raider fans deserve a lot of respect because I've stood up and, you know, a lot of times and said, you know, come on, guys, this isn't the NFL picking on you. I don't think it was the NFL picking on them moving the game early. They had to protect the Sunday evening game. But that was a sham joke. I felt bad for Gabe, and the whole thing was a sham.
Yeah, no, it really was. And with that being said, Hondo, like you mentioned, you know, it wasn't the game changer. It wasn't what made them lose the game. And matter of fact, for everything that they were going through, the offensive line did pretty decent.
I was impressed. I was impressed with the fight. I was impressed mm-hmm. with the grit. I saw guys that were getting in there with no practice, and it was hand-to-hand combat. You know, I don't know how much people got to see on television because obviously I'm there at Allegiant, but I watched that closely. I'm a guy that's fixated on the lines. And the hand-to-hand raw combat was so impressive to me. Guys that were out not practicing who just battled. And to me, this offense – Derek, there is zero concern on the offense with me. All of it's on defense now. And I want to see guys that are getting paid the money to produce. And I understand, and I want to keep saying this because I think it's really important. I don't think it's getting enough attention. When you're down two of your four defensive backs against Tom Brady, you're already in trouble. But Jim Tressel once said to me, you need to talk about the people that were playing, not the ones that weren't. And there were too many guys that were playing Saturday that were on the field and wearing silver and black and not producing. And that is a grave concern.
It is. And Hondo, we appreciate it. We always get the truth from you as you see it, and we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully on a Victory Monday.
I agree. Thanks, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. Hondo Carpenter. Follow him on Twitter, at Hondo Carpenter. You can also read him and his staff. Great website, Sports Illustrated's Raider Maven website as well. We're going to step aside, take a break. When we come back, we'll take your phone call, 702-365-9200. What would you do to fix the Raider defense? Let us know. You're with Q and Scott here on Silver and Black Today, only on Raider Nation Radio.